Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, friends, and welcome to the Fantasy Freeway presented by the Red Light Sports Network and sponsored by Cover That Spread. In today's show, we will be discussing fantasy football strategy, salary cap, trends, predictions, and anything else relevant to help you win your season-long or weekly fantasy games. For more information on fantasy sports, go to the redlightsportsnetwork.com fantasy page and always play responsibly.
Well, I do apologize about that. It was the wrong opening played, but welcome to The Spread. I am your host, J.A., and I will be joined shortly here by Cataracho. He is running a little behind, so we're not going to have much soccer talk today. From the sounds of it, does not look like there's a whole lot going on right now. So, and that's fine, because we've got a lot to talk about with the NFL. We're coming into week three right now. We've got week four of college football. And although we're not going to talk about any today, we are going to be coming up pretty shortly here where we're going to have a really good discussion on the baseball playoffs and where everything is shaking out. So, we're going to take a look at those probably next week. I think at that point, we're probably going to have all the playoff spots locked up or pretty damn close. So we will talk about some baseball next week. But here he is, Cataracho, joining us live. How's it going?
I'm doing all right. How's everything going with you today, buddy?
Well, you know, we had a somewhat of a rough weekend on the gridiron over, this past weekend here. So looking to right the ship. You know, I felt better about it Monday night after I hit the Jets +7 play. But, I need another week. I need a solid week of some good winnings to really feel good about this football year. So I was telling the audience that you don't really have a whole lot going on soccer-wise. Is that just because there's nothing this weekend, or just in general you're not liking what you're seeing lines-wise?
Well, we don't have any Brazilian stuff to talk about this evening. There are obviously going to be some Premier League games coming up this weekend, as well as Brazil. Excuse me, down in Brazil, the league games will be going on again. But there's no real midweek soccer talk per se. We do have the Capital One Cup, formerly known as the League Cup, going on over in England. So I know we tweeted out a couple picks on it yesterday. There was a few games today that you and I had taken a look at, but nothing that's real great right now, just as you said. So we'll be taking a closer look as we get closer to Saturday and Sunday and get whatever picks we feel are best out for everyone.
All right, sounds good. So for those of you who are not following him on Twitter, make sure you do. It's at TheCataracho, TheCataracho. And I will do my best to retweet everything, so make sure you are also following at Cover That Spread, spelled S-P-R-D. Now, college football. Let's take a look at this right now. Last week on the show, between this and also the Spread TV, we went 5-5. We were plus 0.13 units. You know what that means? That means we did a really good job of, despite having an even record, we layered our bets well, so we didn't lose any money. Good to see that. You know, it makes you feel better knowing that at least we're getting something right here. Overall, Cover That Spread went 5-8, minus 7.87. We missed all three plays that we did not give out. And then so far this season on the shows, we are 15-11 in college football, plus 8.67 units. And overall, Cover That Spread is 20-25, minus 18.55. But that is going to turn around this weekend. First off, let's cover this Thursday night game. We've got Cincinnati at Memphis. Memphis opened as a 9-point favorite. They have moved up to a 10-point favorite. I don't like this game, so I'm good passing on this one. How about you? And
I'm comfortable. I'm back. I'm comfortable. I'm passing on that one as well.
All right, sounds good. So there's also some Friday night action. We've got Boise State, 2.5 point favorites at Virginia, and we've got Stanford, 15.5 point favorites at Oregon State. You know, if anything here, I think I would be willing to maybe make a play on Boise State, but even that I'm not feeling too confident about. Stanford, I don't know if I trust them covering 15.5 points on the road, especially coming off of that big win that they had. You know, actually, now that I'm looking at the Boise numbers do look pretty good. And the point total is at 49 right now, which is down from 51. Do you have a feeling one way or the other on this game?
Not much of a feeling on that one. Boise State, you know, I did take a look at that game. I did kind of have a little bit of a feeling on it, but when I looked a little closer, I'm just not too comfortable making a play on that.
Yeah, me neither. I may make an overplay. We'll have to wait and see, but so we're not going to do anything official. Let's get into Saturday's game. The first game that you like is BYU versus Michigan. Michigan at home, 5.5 point favorites, point totals at 44.5. What do you like about this one?
I like BYU on the road, actually. I think this one is going to be an interesting game. I don't think that Michigan is as strong as they have been in years past. BYU, you know, they had a good showing last week, but I think they ended up losing to UCLA, I believe, at the end. But I think that they'll rebound this week and get it done in Ann Arbor.
Yeah, I'm liking the points in this one. 5.5 is kind of that weird number where you're not quite covered for a touchdown, but you're well covered for a field goal. I like going BYU on here as well. Do you think this line is going to have any kind of movement between now and kickoff, or do you want to lock something in right now?
I think I'd lock it in right now. I think it could possibly get smaller, so I think 5.5 is probably a good number to get in on. That way, if we see something at 3, you know, obviously a game at 3, the final score, we don't really have to worry too much about that. But I could see it going down to possibly 4.5, maybe 3.5 before it's all said and done.
So do you want to do 3 units on this one, or you like going a little more?
Let's go 3 units.
All right. Locking this one in at 3. All right, next game that you threw out there, TCU versus Texas Tech. I'm trying to find the updated line on these guys. What are you liking in this one so far?
I like TCU, -6.5. Also, the over-under was at 80.5. And I know both of the teams can put it up, but I'd be looking at an under in that game as well. I just think that that's a lot of points.
So what's going on right now with TCU that this is so low?
You know, I'm not exactly sure. TCU is a highly ranked team. Obviously, they had a good season last year. Unfortunately, they didn't make that Final Four because of the whole issue with no championship game in the Big 12. So I think that they'll be ready to run away with this one. And Texas Tech, you know, historically has had somewhat of a good team, but is in kind of a downward swing, I think, right now over the last 2 seasons. I don't think they have enough to get it done or even cover that
now,
small of a digit of 6.5.
Yeah. This line started at 8.5, so I am seeing it out at 6.5 right now. For being the third-ranked team in the nation – yeah, it's an in-state rivalry game, and you're on the road, but this doesn't seem – oh, here we go. TCU program faces major depth problems after a rest. So it looks like we've got some legal troubles going on down in TCU. I must have missed that one.
Yeah, I missed that one as well.
So you want to stay with this one? You want to see where this possibly shakes out, or do you want to come back to it maybe closer to the weekend?
You know, let's take a look at what happens possibly either tomorrow night or on Friday. We should probably have some more news before we lock this one in.
All right. Yeah, I think it's low enough. You know, it looks like there may be a little bit of a buyback right now. The juice is at minus 112. I don't see an issue getting this at 6.5. Well, you know what? Now that I think I just talked myself into it. Since it is at 6.5, you know, we're on the right side of 7 right now. Is that the better? I think that's the best case scenario right now that we would want to get out of this one. We could always, if the line does move back and there's some depth issues, we could always kind of tease our way out of this one by taking Texas Tech, you know, getting an extra 6 or 7 points and, you know, putting that in with something else if you think that would be a good way to go. But, yeah, I almost think getting TCU right now at 6.5 is the better play. We don't have to do anything crazy. I think probably 3 units on this one. I think we should go 4 units on TCU right now.
All right. If you're comfortable with that, I am on board with it.
I talked myself into it. Maybe good, maybe bad, but yeah, we can always get our we can always buy our way out of it on the other side and make sure we don't lose any money. All right, so we're locked that one in. Next game that you had was Missouri, Kentucky. We saw this one at 2.5 earlier in the week. I'm looking right now to see where they are at. These guys are way down the line.
That was one.
It's sitting at 3
right
now.
Look, is it at 3? Okay, last time I checked, the line had disappeared on it. There was nothing. They just had the game listed, but there was no line, not even an over-under listed on our preferred site, BetDSI.
So it's at 3. Missouri looks like there's a slight favorite going with them, like it might get bought back down to 2.5. The point total sitting at 43.5. You know, I like Missouri in this with my numbers, but they have not played their best football so far this year against some teams that I thought they should have played a lot better against. I don't know if I really trust them going into Kentucky. What do you like about this matchup?
Yeah, I like Missouri as well. I think that's where the numbers really stack up, is in their favor. Like you said, they have had a little bit of a struggle, but this was the week I was looking at them to kind of get out of it because of the fact that they are playing against somewhat of a rival in Kentucky.
The Missouri offensive numbers, that's the troubling part of this to me. Now, their defense can keep showing up the way it has, and I'm happy to take points where there are points to be taken, but right now, if you look at their offensive efficiency number, their S&P value according to footballoutsiders.com, offensively they rank 113th in the nation, and defensively they rank 4th. As opposed to Kentucky, who is at, I could do the alphabet here, Kentucky, where we are, they're ranked 74th offensively and 64th defensively, so a much more balanced team in Kentucky. You like the number. You like 3. Should we wait for this to go down? Should we wait to see if we can get maybe an extra half point out of this? I don't want to be sitting on 3 and losing, you know, being down minus 120 for the juice right here.
Do you think there's a possibility that this one will drop down?
It looks like it is going to. It looks like it's going to go back down to 2.5 here.
All right. If that one goes down to 2.5, I think that one would be a good bet because then we do get that field goal.
Now, Missouri's getting the points. They're getting the 3 right now. So right now we are covered by a field goal loss. Sorry about that. All right, so let's lock this one in. My only concern, I don't want to go too big on this one because of the lack of offense. So I'm thinking this is more of a two-unit type of play.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I because of that, I think a two-unit would be the safest.
All right, so we just locked that one in now. We are at Utah versus Oregon. This one is currently sitting, Oregon's 11-point favorites at home. Point total is sitting at 66.5. I liked Oregon early. I don't know if 11 is too big, though. You know, this Utah team does have a pretty decent defense. They are ranked 18th in the country. Is 11 too much?
You know, that's what I was leaning on Utah in this one. I think Oregon, like I said, I think they're in a down year, so I was kind of leaning on Utah to cover that 11. But I do like the over of 68 in this game.
68 does seem attainable. Actually, it's down to 66.5 is what I'm seeing right now, which I like even more. So let's go ahead and get on the over. You want to go 3 units? You want to go 4 on this one?
Let's go 4 units on that over.
Okay. All right, that one is locked. One game. This will be the last college one we look at. One more that I want to throw out there at you is the Virginia Tech game. They are at -8 right now.
Virginia Tech at -8?
Yeah.
I think that's actually a pretty good number for that one, too.
They are at East Carolina. East Carolina has kind of struggled early on this year. They're obviously not the same East Carolina team that has been running up scores the last couple of years. Virginia Tech's on the road again, though. So last week we played them as 6 or 6.5 point favorites at Purdue, and they covered. Can they go back-to-back weeks playing against this East Carolina team is the real question. I think they can do it. I like them.
I like them, too. I think you talked me into it right there. Last week was a big one against Purdue, but I think Eastern Carolina is even a weaker opponent, so let's say they get it done again.
All right. I'm debating between making this a 4-unit or a 5-unit. Where do you think this one should rank?
I'd say 4 units.
We're still not ready to pull a trigger on a 5-unit play this year. I like it. A lot of skepticism in some of these major conferences versus lesser conferences. And I don't have a problem with that. I think it's good. You know, if we can make sure that we are really checking on these numbers and not just throwing around bad money. So we're going to go 4 units, Virginia Tech, -8.5. And that one is a lock. All right, so that's going to wrap up the college football portion. You said you've got to get going early, right? So how much time do you have till you've got to jump off?
We got a little bit of time, but I've got a little bit of time, extra time here. I am dropping my cousin off for his soccer game for the St. Francis High School here in Wheaton, Illinois. Currently, they have 1 loss on the season. At the beginning, they were not ranked in the state of Illinois, but they are quickly moving up the charts.
And what's the line on tonight's game?
Who are you playing tonight? Oh, we're looking at them playing against Immaculate Conception from Elmhurst. The last 2 games they've played, they beat Illinois Math and Science Academy 6-0, and before that, Montini 7-0, but the most recent game was a 4-0 victory. So we'll be looking at this one, possibly a 3-goal or 4-goal spread.
All right, so we're going to be laying the goals on this game, right?
That is correct.
All right, well, good luck to them. In the NFL, let's take a look at where we were at last week. Week two, the show went 2-4. We were down 2.6 units. Overall, cover that spread went 6-10, minus 8.4. The show right now, we are at 5-8 on the season, minus 11.1. You know, we've gotten kind of trapped by a couple of lines that we moved early on, or we just didn't wait to shake out more in our favor. So I think we're in a better spot this week, especially knowing now a little bit more about these teams and where everybody's standing. First game, Thursday night, Washington goes to New York. Part of me thinks that the Giants are due for a nice comeback. Part of me thinks that the Redskins are not ready to be going on the road on a short week after having their first two games at home. This line opened at 4. It's down to 3.5, so there is some faith in the Redskins right now. Can the Giants turn this thing around and actually make a season for themselves in a very wide-open NFC East?
You know, this is a game that I think they are going to rebound it. That first game of the season at Dallas, it really was their game. And again, last week, their game again. I think this is the week at home that they're able to get it taken care of. I think that Washington, even though they did win, is still kind of that team in turmoil. I'm sorry. Yeah, they are still the team in turmoil. And I don't think that, you know, they're really ready to be the tops of the division. Like you said, it's really a toss-up to who wins that division. But I still like the Giants to get it done, and I think this is a week that they turn it around.
Now, we've got, you know, the interesting thing about this game is that the Giants have had pretty good first half so far. Even third quarter, it's been the fourth quarter collapses that they have really struggled with. That's been the difference in the first two games. Do we want to play a full game line here, or do we want to take the Giants maybe in a first half minus 2.5? You know, get on the right side of a field goal and know that the Redskins may come out a little flat on the short week going on the road.
Yeah, I think, you know, that's an interesting one that I didn't look too much into, but you are right. I think that first half play is probably really the safest bet in this game, because you know for sure that they're going to want to make a good showing at home. And like you said, Washington coming in kind of flat. I think everything points to the Giants having that first half play sewn up.
So do you want to go – I mean, I don't want to drop a lot of units on this game. This is one of those throwaway Thursday night games that I don't trust. How much are you willing to go on this?
I'd say we go 2 units on this one, as the Giants have kind of sunk the first two games when it mattered most.
All right, so we're going 2 units, Giants first half minus 2.5. So that one is locked in. All right, your second game that you threw out there was between Panthers versus Saints. This line took a while to come out, but I have seen it out now. Drew Brees is going to play, supposedly. We will see how productive he is. We'll see if that rotator cuff is bothering him at all. You know, I've seen this range anywhere from Panthers minus 3 to Panthers minus 4.5. I don't see a way that the Panthers lose this game. It's just really going to be a question of how much can they win by. The Saints have been bad. Saints have been really bad in the first two games this year. Do you see the Saints with a rebound, or are you just wanting to lay some points with the Panthers the way they've been playing through the first 2 weeks?
I think laying it with the Panthers is the safest bet. Obviously, with Drew Brees being hurt, if he doesn't play, we got Luke McCown, who somehow landed himself a Verizon Wireless commercial. So we'll be looking at him to do something besides starring in these commercials. I don't think that he has enough to get it done. I think Carolina is still the team to beat and the team that we picked to win the division in the first place. So I think they get it done at home. I don't think New Orleans – I'm sorry, on the road. I don't think New Orleans has much of a chance in this game at all.
All right. What kind of units are you willing to drop down on this?
I'd be looking at a three-unit play on this one.
I like it. So right now, here's one more question. Line sitting at -3, but the juice is at -125. Are we waiting for this to move up to 3.5? And would you here's the thing. I think I'm willing to go up more on this play. I think I'm willing to go as I think I'm willing to make this one a max play. And at 3.5, I think I'm still willing to make this a max play.
Yeah, I think you're talking me into it.
I like it.
I think Carolina is going to get it done.
All right. So let's wait for this one to move up to 3.5 so we don't have to buy a point or half point. Maybe get some better odds or some better line out of it too so we can get it at -110. That will be a 5-unit play for the Panthers when we lock it in. Now, we've also got Colts, Titans, the Colts, the 0-2 Colts, let me add, on the road. They're laying points, so people are expecting them to bounce back. Now, traditionally, the Colts, I believe in the last 2 years, are either 11-1 or they're 12-0 against their division. This is their first divisional game of the season. Last year they started out 0-2 before they got into their divisional schedule and then started to steamroll people. Yeah, are we looking at this game in a similar way, or are the Titans a real deal, and are they going to bounce back from that bad showing they had in Cleveland last week?
I think that this is a game that the Colts finally break out of their little bit of a slump as well. Just like you said, last year they were 0-2, then they got into the division. I think they're class of the division. Obviously, their owner even said that they were ready to start winning Super Bowl championships. I think last year, obviously, they made it to the AFC championship game. They were not able to match up well with the Patriots, regardless of the whole Deflategate. I don't feel that that had an impact on the game. They just weren't ready to be there. But I think that gave them the experience and the know-how. I just think that they're slumping a little bit right now, but I look for them to get it done against the Titans.
Now, the defense of the Colts has been bad. They've been traditionally bad outside of the Lucas Oil Stadium. Are you concerned at all that this game will get into a shootout and we may see the Colts' struggling offensive line be the difference in this one?
You know, that's a good point because the Colts' offensive line has looked extremely shaky, obviously, with people able to get to Andrew Luck so easily. I think that I still like the Colts, but it is going to be a bit of a shootout, I think. But I think that the Colts have more weapons to get that done if it does happen.
All right. I didn't like Tennessee going into the season. I was surprised by them week one, but I didn't really like them last week. So let's go with the Colts. The game is at -3 right now. Juice is at -120. Looks like it's about to go back to -3.5. Do you want to be covered by a field goal, or are you good playing a little more?
I think the field goal is really to my liking in this game because of the fact that the offensive line hasn't been great and the point that you brought up with their defense not being great away from home either. So I like
okay.
The field goal in this one.
So let's go 3 units on the Colts -3. I'm not going to buy it down to 2.5 because where the line is at already, it's already at minus 120. So I don't want to drop anything else. That one is locked in. Okay, so last play that we threw out there was Bills-Dolphins. Dolphins, bad first 2 weeks. They escaped with a victory in Washington. Weren't so lucky in Jacksonville. Bills, everybody loved them week one. Everybody is down on them after week two. Which Bills team shows up this week? And, you know, I guess we could say the same thing for both teams. Do the Dolphins get a jump start by coming home? And will that offense finally get moving?
You know, this was a game where I definitely picked it out because I think it's an interesting one. I didn't really have an inkling either way. This is, I think, with that small line, going to be the most debatable game that we have coming out this week. Just like you said, everybody loved the Bills week one. Everybody down on them in week two. They scored a lot of garbage points last Sunday. I think people thought their defense was going to be a little bit more of a problem for the Patriots, but the Patriots just manhandled them. Then Tyrod Taylor was able to get some things done when it didn't really matter. So they didn't end up getting crushed, but, you know, they weren't really that impressive whatsoever. Definitely in that first game, it was kind of a shock, I guess you could say, that they did look so good. A lot of people were saying that Tyrod Taylor was, you know, the new truth of the NFL and that he was going to be a great quarterback. With Miami, you know, that offense really hasn't been able to get a lot of things going. I do like Tannehill. A lot of people said they thought this would be kind of a breakout season for him and we would see him start to turn the corner into being a star quarterback. I haven't been impressed as of yet to say that that's the case. Obviously, they haven't put up too many points. And that defense was supposed to be much better, but there's a lot of talk coming out of there that Ndamukong Suh isn't on board with what's going on. Some other rumblings. So I think this one is definitely a game where it's possible that anything could happen. That over-under, the last time I checked, 43.5. I kind of like the under in this game. I don't think that you know, either team, regardless, is going to be putting up a lot of points in this one.
I've gone back and forth with that point total because it's in a wheelhouse spot that I like taking overs. But the indication's not that strong that either of these teams are going to put up a lot of points. We know that the Bills' defense looked really good week one. And even the Dolphins' defense hasn't looked awful, but they've given up some big plays given it's all been on the road. So it's hard to judge how this team is going to respond coming home. You know, when you look at the coaches too, you know, Joe Philbin, he may be one of the most disappointing head coaches that we've seen in a while. And Rex Ryan, as great as he looked in week one, showed that he still cannot get past New England or consistently be able to compete with New England. So, you know, I think I could get on board with the under. I'm just a little concerned at how low the total is right now. I don't know if I really want to, you know, put a whole lot on that. What are you thinking about going? How many units?
Yeah, I would think this would be the one. I know we've been kind of conservative with our over-unders this year, but I'd be looking at a one unit on this one. I don't want to go too big because, you know, there's a possibility for garbage points in this game, but I think it will be a close one. And I still like the under, but, yeah, this is not one that I'm too confident in putting too many units on.
Yeah, I agree with you. The Dolphins' running game has not gotten a start, and I don't see it happening right here. And with the Bills' front seven and the Dolphins struggling – with their offensive line, it's hard to see the Dolphins mustering up enough points to get this game over. And I don't think the Bills are going to really have as much of a, you know, they put up 30 points in the first two, each of the first two games, or 27 and 33 or whatever it is. But, you know, I don't see either offense being able to put something together consistently throughout this game. So I like the one unit play. It's, yeah, I don't like making a lot of one unit plays, but I think that's the best way to go on this one. So I like it. Let's run down the picks then that we've gone over. We have, starting on Thursday, we are going Giants -2.5. That is a first half play for two units. On Saturday, we are going with BYU +5.5, three units. Virginia Tech -8, that is three units. TCU -6.5, four units. Missouri versus Kentucky, we are going Missouri +3, that is two units. Utah, Oregon, over 66.5, that's four units. And then on Sunday, we've got Indianapolis -3, three units. We are going with a five-unit play on Carolina once we see that line get up to 3.5. We have Arizona -6.5, four units. That was one of my plays that I was looking at earlier. And then we also are going with the Bills-Dolphins under 43.5. That is a one-unit play. Are we going to come out ahead at the end of this week?
I think this is our week. You know, we had a really good soccer weekend last weekend, if anybody was paying attention to the show or following along on Twitter. We don't always release every pick, but right now we are sitting at the top on CapperTech, you know, for anybody that's made more than two picks. A lot of the people that are on top of us that are 100% have only sent out one or two picks. Right now we're at 6-2. So the soccer's looking good. I think this is a week that we really make a positive impact with our American football picks as well.
One more game I want to throw out there, and I thought it was interesting because over the first couple games last season, we saw a lot of very big lines in the NFL. This year, there was nothing over 7 week one, I want to say. There was a 10-point line in the Buccaneers game last week. This week we've got two, Patriots -13.5 hosting Jacksonville, and the Seahawks -14 hosting the Bears. You know, we're seeing some, definitely with the Bears, we're seeing a bad team going up to a place that's very difficult to go on the road, and they're missing their quarterback. And then Jacksonville, we see a team that has actually competed pretty well in the first two games of the season. They're now going on the road to New England, also one of the hardest places to play. Is this a good go for just taking points in these two games, or do you see either of these teams being able to, either of these home teams being able to cover?
Yeah, I think the one interesting one there will probably be Seattle. I think that they'd be able to cover, obviously, 0-2 in the first two games of the season, being shocked in St. Louis, and then obviously being the underdog going to Green Bay because of how Green Bay has been so good over the past few seasons, especially at Lambeau. So I think this is the game where we're looking at Seattle to really come out and make a big impact. I think they'll get up early, and I don't think they'll really look back. I'm not a big fan of Jimmy Clausen. Not a huge fan of Jay Cutler, but I think he is better than Jimmy Clausen. And so far, the Bears' defense has just not looked that good. So with the weapons that Seattle does have, and I look for Jimmy Graham to get more involved in the offense this week, I think the Bears are going to have trouble in Seattle. Jacksonville, on the other hand.
They've got to put him out wide.
Yeah.
They've got to start putting Jimmy Graham out wide and running some slants or something to open him up a little sooner. I kept watching him on Sunday Night Football, and he just kind of kept running like, you know, just basically even with the line of scrimmage and just kind of going out into the flat is like a safety valve. They've got to get him moving up the field.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you. You know, he only had a couple targets last week, so I look for him to get more involved. They gave up a lot to get him over there, so it's kind of hard to really see how he's been underutilized so far to start the season. So I look for him to have an impact in this game. Jacksonville, definitely, like you said, they've looked pretty good to start the season, obviously winning on Sunday. I think that they give New England a little bit more trouble than people are anticipating. I think that obviously New England is a class of the NFL, being ranked, you know, near the top in the power rankings after the first 2 weeks. But I think Jacksonville is actually just a little bit better than people are giving credit for this year. And I think they showed a little bit of that last weekend. So let's look for them to make a little noise in New England this weekend.
The Jags might have the most complete defense that the Patriots have seen over the first 3 weeks. We know the Bills' front seven is really good. But I like Jacksonville's secondary, I think, a little bit better. So, you know, I could see Brady having a little bit of struggle here. You know, I don't see them having a problem winning. But, you know, when it comes to 13.5 points, you know, the Patriots have covered, well, I guess they're 0-1-1 right now. But, you know, it's 13.5 is a lot of points, even against a struggling Jacksonville team. And we all know that the Patriots' run defense is not that great. So if Jacksonville is able to commit to the run early and stick with it, they could really keep this game within reach, or at least within the spread. So I'm probably going to stay away from that one this weekend. Well, anything else for the listeners? Do you have any soccer knowledge you would like to give out?
Yesterday, I know we had tweeted out a couple picks for the Capital One Cup going on over in England. Definitely a disappointment that Swansea did not win that one. I know you were using that one for your streak for the cash as well. Just like to point out that they were the only Premier League team that did not win. All the other ones faced up against, you know, teams from the second and third division. They all won their games. I believe today Newcastle actually did lose. But so far there's only been two losses by Premier League teams, and that Swansea one was definitely an outlier. We'll be looking at them to rebound this weekend. So look for the picks as they come out, but definitely going to be a lot of plays for this weekend as we get into – a little bit more of the grind over in Europe.
All right, sounds good. We will be on the lookout for those, and we will be retweeting them as well. Well, for those of you who are interested in fantasy football, please be sure to check out my other show, Fantasy Freeway, tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time on the Red Light Sports Network. Troy and I will be going over our NCAA lineups for this weekend's college football matchups. And if you guys want to get in on any of our additional plays or anything else that we send out to our clients, please send me an email, thespread@coverthatspread.com, and I will get you guys hooked up with a weekend of free plays. So for the Red Light Sports Network and Cover That Spread, he is Catacho, I am J.A., good luck gambling this weekend, and may the spread be forever in your favor. Take care, guys.